We did it.
Good morning and welcome back to Virtual GM. I know it's been a hot minute. Spencer kind of gave an update on last week's episode. Funny thing about life is momentum works in both directions, right?
So that's the truth.
We had positive momentum getting the podcast up and rolling, and then we had negative momentum once we stopped. So Spencer went to Hawaii. I went to Scottsdale, and then we never looked back.
Oh, man. It's been since I went to Hawaii. I totally forgot about it has been a while. Yeah, I went to Hawaii. You went to Scottsdale. And then we all went to Florida as a group. I mean,
and the Utah Tourism Conference. And that day we taught at SUU. And so our Thursdays kept getting backed up. And so we've made an adjustment. We pivoted. And so we'll be recording in the mornings now. So obviously you can see a different background than what you've been accustomed to. If you've been following the episodes, we're in my office today, and we're just going to do these from the office going forward to make sure there's no reason that we miss that episode. We want to have that consistency.
Yeah, right. It was really easy for us to get off track, and there were times where like, oh, we'll just find other guests. No, I don't think we're quite there yet in our podcast journey. We definitely will be soon, though, so we're excited about that, but now we've made our adjustment, and unless something goes crazy, we'll keep them coming out.
Yeah, and we've got, seven more weeks left in the year. So hopefully we can get one of these episodes out every week for the rest of the year and then hit 2023 and really establish ourselves as a podcast you could rely on. So today I wanted to give some updates as to what we've been up to. A lot of growth. When did you go to Hawaii? When was that?
I went to Hawaii at the start of August.
Start of August. Okay, so couple updates.
September.
September. Yeah. Okay, that's right, because that's when I was Scottsdale, September. Yep. So some updates with new clients. Did we talk about Highland ever on this call?
We've brought up Highland on the podcast before, but I don't think we've gone as far as where they're at now.
So we're in the process of Highland's rebranding. We just finished their brand platform. We've got some new name suggestions for that property.
We should talk about what a brand platform is, too, because I bet there's a lot of people that don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's great. So what we do for our properties that want to go through this process with us is we establish their brand. So many properties, people, companies have brands already, but they just may not know it. And so we really define that for them. And so we go through a process where we send out a survey, and then they update that with all kinds of unique questions, like if you were an ice cream, what kind of ice cream would you be? And we give them four choices to choose from. The idea for that is we want them to get outside of their normal train of thought and be able to speak about their business in a different way than they normally would. And then we go and spend a couple days with them where we go over all of the results from their survey. We also ask them a bunch of questions about their business, where they've been, where they're going, who they want to be. And we take all of that data and compile it into a brand platform, which is going to speak to two components of your business, your emotional side and your logical side. Because whether we realize it or not, we all engage with brands in that way. So there's a logical reason why we love Apple products, and there's also an emotional reason why we love Apple products. And so we define that for their brand, and then also give them some supporting pillars too. And that's really their guidepost for everything that they do, be it marketing, guest interactions, brand application, really everything from A to Z. This document's going to inform that, even like hiring, for example. We always suggest that our clients give those to their new hires from the beginning, because it really allows them to see exactly who it is that they're going to be working for right from the start. So Highland just went through that process. We're doing some name suggestions. Another new property. Do you want to talk about Sweetwater?
Yeah, have we even talked about Sweetwater at all?
No, because we got them after all.
No, that wouldn't have happened, yeah. So right before I left on my Hawaii trip, we were able to start an agreement and start working with a property in Gainesville, Florida. And that property is called Sweetwater Branch Inn. And it's an amazing, magical, historic property located in downtown Gainesville, not very far away from the University of Florida. It's three Victorian-style mansions located on two city blocks. And across on the second city block are cottage-style I don't want to call them dwellings, villas.
Yeah.
They're cottages. They're two-room, two-suite cottages. They're really great. And there's so much care and attention and detail that's gone into this property. We've been able to start working with them in a similar capacity that we were able to start with the Highland Estates Resort down in Mesquite. So we're working through their brand platform with them. And then we're also just working on their operations, helping a little bit with their finances, and then their marketing efforts as well. And while we've been working on that, we're also able to go out to Gainesville put boots on the ground and meet with the team out there. And that was an amazing trip as well. That was my first real experience in Florida, which is crazy that it's taken me 27 years to get to Florida in a meaningful way. But just had the best time. Cornelius, the owner, put on just the best experience for us. I will never forget. We went, do you remember the name of the springs?
I don't, because there's a bunch of them, so I can't remember the name. I can't remember. You know what? I might have it, though, right here.
It's like,
tell that story.
It's like something Tuckney or something like that. Anyways, we just got told that we were going to go to these springs and to wear a swimsuit. Well, we showed up, and these springs are part of a state park. They're crystal clear blue Caribbean water style springs. And what's cool is that that water stays 72 degrees year round. It also takes over 1,000 years for that water to work through an aquifer of limestone to get to the surface. So the water is really clean, really pure. And it's also like really energizing. It just feels good to be in it.
Yeah, it was an amazing feeling.
Felt amazing. I've never felt a feeling like that before in my life. And we thought that was it. Like, you could get in and swim, and that in itself was fun. We would have been just completely charmed if that's where it started and ended.
Go on our Instagram and see the video of Breck swimming in the water. It's pretty amazing.
That is a great video, too. And we almost ruined an iPhone to make that. But
and we did ruin one iPhone while filming.
Oh, did it get destroyed?
Breck's got ruined.
Did he have to get a new one?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. So Breck's iPhone got ruined. That's sad. But then they were like, oh, we're going to walk down the trail a little bit. We brought, I don't really know.
Like, a guide service.
Yeah, a guide service. And we were able to kayak. It turns into a river. We kayaked down this river. Saw no short of 300 turtles. I mean,
we saw otters.
River otters.
Lots of fish. Even
sandhill cranes.
Sometimes the manatees will swim up that river. We didn't get to see that, but that would be amazing.
No manatees. And when it gets colder, too, sometimes gators will come in there. But it's not that common because the Gulf of Mexico is a lot warmer and they can just hang out there. So no reason.
It was like Disney World builds rides to feel like how that actually is.
Yeah, right.
It was incredible.
It was a really amazing feeling and just a beautiful environment. And the water was so slow. It's not like a raging river, just even like a normal river. It was just like a gentle kayak ride down the river. And it was absolutely amusing and amazing. And it was probably 30 minutes away from the property.
Yeah, that's about right.
It wasn't far at all. And to know that something like that is in Gainesville now, that's something that I would travel across the country
yeah,
for.
Yeah, that's reason enough to go. And we stopped for lunch at an awesome spot. It was a really cool little town. It was the whole experience was amazing.
Had the best ahi tuna of my entire life in this random town outside of Gainesville. But it was absolutely amazing. And then we were able to go back to the property, work through their brand with them, understand the property's history, where they're going, why they're going there, their goals and aspirations, and we're really excited to get into that brand work as well.
I should probably give a disclaimer for anyone who goes to Gainesville. If you ride a scooter, they do in fact have front brakes. So, so most scooters that you get, like a Spin or a Lime, they won't have front brakes because those are unnecessary. The particular scooters in Gainesville do have front brakes, and while in the inspiration of Sean Cannell and Think Media, I was growing with video and I was recording Spencer and Breck riding their scooters in front of me. And I was coming to an intersection going down a hill. I had a little bit of momentum. And so I put my phone right here and the only brake I could feel was this one. And so I gave that a little nudge and immediately locked up my front brake and just flew over the handlebars. And I knew it was coming. Because I said something of like the nature of, and Breck was able to turn around and witness me scorpion over the handlebars.
I caught you penguin sliding on the asphalt.
And just hard road rash. Luckily, to Gainesville's credit, their streets are very nice and smooth. And so the damage was less than it could have been for sure. My knee is just now healing and my shoulder is you'll always know where I have a mark from Florida for eternity.
I totally forgot about that.
And a quick plug to BYLT, throw me some free shirts. I was wearing a BYLT shirt, great brand, check it out. And I cut my shoulder all up, and my shirt did not rip.
You call it BYLT?
That's what they are called.
Built.
Oh, well, I call it BYLT.
Sounds like a sandwich, man.
So those shirts, even though I road rashed my shoulder entirely, the shirt is still in perfect condition. So that's a testament to them.
Yeah, that was a crazy spill. The whole trip was really, really great. We've been back now for a couple weeks. We'll get out there again coming up soon. They have their 30th?
Yeah, in March.
Yeah, in March, their 30th anniversary party that we're excited to get out there for. This property is really unique because it has the opportunity to stay independent or it can move to some type of flag. And so we'll start exploring those options with them as part of their brand identity and where they want to take it. I know they have some aspirations, but if any of you guys are curious, like how to become a soft flag or things like that, you can email us or just call us. We're actually working on several projects for that right now.
So let's see, next client update, the Canyons collection.
Oh, yeah.
An amazing assortment of two different properties in Kanab, Utah, right outside Zion National Park. This is a property that I've loved for a long time. We did the Southern Utah Tourism Summit in Kanab, and the owner of that property, Travis, was a big part of that and helping us put it on. Was one of our local representatives, and they've got an amazing restaurant. One of their properties called Sago, which Kanab's a really small town, but Sago, this restaurant in their property, was rated the number one fine dining restaurant in all of Utah, which is quite an accomplishment. We're just getting our feet wet with them, just starting their revenue management marketing, but we're super excited. It's an incredible collection to add to the portfolio, and I can't wait to show you guys more about that property because it's a perfect fit for Vibrant. They are exactly what we strive to have our properties operate like, so we're super excited about that one. So we've got a whole assortment of properties with Water Canyon, Water Canyon Resort, Water Canyon Winery, and the RV park is only about 20 days from being ready to be open. It's going to be incredible. It's right on the state route, so it's easy to get to Coral Pink Sand Dunes, easy to get to Zion, easy to get to the Grand Canyon. I mean, a really amazing location. And then you have all the amenities that the different Water Canyon assortment of properties have to offer. So if you want to get out of your RV for a minute and sleep in a regular bed, you can always stay a night at Water Canyon Resort. Of course, you can go taste some of the best wine you'll ever have at the winery. We're really excited. That's a new one for us. We've never done an RV park before. Something that Breck and I almost actually had one that would have been really cool right in the town of Leverkin. So we're really excited that after 5 years we're finally going to be able to get into the RV market. And
yeah, that'd be cool.
Looking forward to doing that. They're doing virtual GM as well, so a new exposure for our virtual GM team, so we're really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, virtual GM I think is starting to become more of an understood service.
Yeah,
it's a little bit slept on. I think we're really keen to break into that space. I even took a demo with another company that offers something else. They call it an XMS instead of a PMS, like an experience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyways, they basically were trying to rip off our virtual GM.
Interesting.
But in all the wrong ways.
Huh.
So, no shade to them, of course. It seems like a good product, but it's nice to know that we've been doing it for a long time. This company's only existed for 3 months, and a friend reached out and made the introduction for me. So,
interesting.
I know. Crazy, right? Huh. I'll have to tell you more about that.
Let's see. I think that's it for new client updates,
that's
right?
It. Yeah.
We were going to do an episode at SU, Southern Utah University. They've got their hospitality program. That's the closest university that has a really fully-fledged hospitality program in Southern Utah. Our local college here in St. George, Utah Tech, is working on putting that together. So we've been teaching at SU for about 5 years, and we had a cool experience where myself, Spencer, and Breck all got to go up there and teach a class. And then we have Kyle and Emery who work with us. You guys have seen them on the podcast, both currently students enrolled at SU, and they got to be there for that, which was really cool. We had hoped to do an episode with AJ, the professor, while up on campus, but the day just got away from us. But maybe we'll make a point. Maybe we'll just run up to Cedar one day and do it with
AJ.
That
would be cool, yeah. Yeah, I think that's worth our time.
And then you gave an update on the Utah Tourism Conference, right?
Yep. Check out the last episode. I gave about a 5-6 minute update on the Utah Tourism Conference. There's some good information in that.
Whatever state you're in, highly recommend you get involved in that. Go to your local and state tourism conferences. It's important to be involved. You got to be there to be heard and build those relationships. And if your state's anything like ours, it's going to be a great time as well.
Yeah, we forgot to mention today's sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Greater Zion E-Bikes. As you can see on our t-shirts.
Greater Zion E-Bikes, it is the best e-bike business up in Springdale in the Zion area. You can go to our Instagram. That's a really cool story about some grassroots marketing. Started that Instagram channel, let's see, maybe 4 months ago.
Instagram account.
Yeah, Instagram account. It has one video, one reel that's got over 5 million views now.
It went nuclear.
And we started from scratch, you know, no followers. It's not something that really even necessarily attains followers, because generally you're going to come and have that experience and then go on your way. But we've been able to build quite a big following, and it's easy to see why, because Zion's surroundings are just incredible, and there really is not a better way to experience it than on one of the e-bikes, because you don't have any restrictions. You're really a part of the park. You're connected to the road. You get to experience the wildlife. You can stop, you can start, you can take a break, you can take in the scenery. I thought it was going to be cool. I had no idea how cool it was going to be. It took me a while to finally get up there and do it. And then once I did, I called Megan and said, we got to bring the kids up here, because this was just absolutely magical. One of the coolest couple hours I've ever spent in the park, for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The very first time I did it, I was hooked, and I went and did it 4 more times after.
Yeah, and each time that I've done it, I didn't even hike at all. I did was just go up to the back of the Sinawa.
Temple of Sinawaba.
Yep, and then come back. And it was just absolutely incredible. So if you're planning a trip to Springdale or Zion, or you want to, definitely make sure that is on your list of to-dos, because there truly is no better way to experience the park. And their website is greaterzionebikes.com.
Agreed. Okay, I think that's it.
Yeah, well, it's good to catch back up with you guys, and thank you for listening and being back with us, and trust that we're going to do a better job of keeping this momentum in a positive direction, and look forward to seeing an episode from us every single week for the rest of the year.
Thanks, guys.